Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Bookshelf, where we put down our worries from the day and pick up a good book. In our last episode, we read the final pages of A Christmas Carol, just in time for Christmas Day. As usual, we have created this episode as a brief recap of what happened at the end of the story, in case you fell asleep before we finished. After all, this is the Sleepy Bookshelf. Warning, this is your spoiler alert. If you haven't listened to the whole book and you don't want to know how it ends yet, then stop this episode now. For the rest of you, I will continue. We began the episode with Scrooge being taken to see his clerk, Bob Cratchit, and his family. Tiny Tim had passed away, and Bob was heartbroken. Scrooge asked to be shown himself in the future, and the ghost took him to a graveyard. Seeing his own name carved on a gravestone, he fell to his knees and begged for forgiveness. He announced that he would always hold Christmas in his heart, every day of the year, that he would be a changed man, and therefore change his fate. The phantom then seemed to melt away, and the next thing he knew, he was talking to his own bedpost. Scrooge was elated to find his room was unchanged from the first night he met Marley's ghost. He opened his window and asked a passing boy what day it was, to which the boy replied it was Christmas Day. Overjoyed, he asked the boy to fetch the poulterer and the prize turkey from the shop window. When it arrived, he ordered the poulterer to hop in a cab and get the turkey down to the Cratchits in Camden. Scrooge paid the boy half a crown for his trouble and went along on his day, merrymaking with all he passed. When evening fell, he went to the home of his nephew. He plucked up the courage to ring the doorbell, and when he entered, he was greeted with such a warmth as he would never have imagined. He had a wonderful time, just like that he had witnessed with the ghost of Christmas present. The next morning, he arrived at work early to catch Bob getting there very late. Feigning his old attitude, he rebuked Bob for his tardiness before announcing heartily that he would give his clerk a raise. From then on, he became like a second father to Tiny Tim, who lived and was always said to know how to hold Christmas better than anyone. If there is a story you would like to hear on the Sleepy Bookshelf, you can go to sleepybookshelf.com and hit survey to vote on our next book. In the meantime, if it's bedtime, have a look at our new releases, choose a story, relax, and listen to the sound of my voice, and soon enough you will be fast asleep. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to our premium channel to listen ad-free and get exclusive bonus content in between the stories on our main feed. If it's not bedtime yet, have a lovely day, and I hope to see you later on at the Sleepy Bookshelf.